Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
We've got fried chicken and plantain waffles and orange and ginger hot chili, like hot syrup, and black caraway and sweetheart cabbage slaw.
Tell me about this plantain again.
Are we actually really again?
It's a plantain waffle.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I don't know why you think there's an end to the need for plantain.
This
there's
is
no such thing.
It's a
waffle batter with mashed very ripe plantains in it, and we're just pushing it through the waffle line.
You feel quite strongly about plantain, don't
you? I feel very strongly about plantain.
Why say plantain? We say dodo.
I know you said dodo, but I'm from Antigua and we say plantain.
So why is plantain such a staple in your
I like the counterpoint of sweet and salty. And it just gives you like a little, it just takes you over the finish line. It's like a happy ending of culinary happy ending.
And I see a salad here as well.
This is black cumin and cumin seed. So it's like whole black cumin seed and sweetheart cabbage. And it's just broken down with a little salt, sugar, like good Maldon salt, a little pinch of sugar and lime, lots of lemon juice, and then a vinaigrette that I made just with hot English mustard, rapeseed oil, and sugar cane vinegar.
And I was trying to pay attention to you, but Daddy brought out the chicken. Can you talk me
and
through
the
chicken?
And you got very, very distracted.
See,
so there's a whole bunch of chicken. So there's chicken in the deep fat fryer over here. Listen to that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good sound, isn't it? That's a happy sound. So the chicken has been seasoned overnight. And then we dipped it in a very light batter and then rolled it in panko. And then we just dropped it in the deep fat fryer. And then we've made an orange and ginger syrup. So it's oranges, ginger, cardamom, all sorts of like cinnamon sticks, some whole chilies and lots of gorgeous things like that. So you know when you have waffles, you always have syrup. So that you have maple syrup, chicken and waffles in America, it makes it. But we just like to, you know, jazz it up a bit.
So tell me the story of the orange syrup.
Orange and ginger syrup. It was back in the Birdcage days. We used to have a pub in Columbia Road called the Birdcage. And
it's still there.
Honey-baked chicken is the go-to dish in our family for every big events and stuff. So it's a kind of jazz version of honey-baked chicken, basically. So instead of just doing the honey at the end, I started making this syrup one day with oranges and ginger and chilies, and then I put that on the chicken at the end instead of the honey, and it was a whole new world. A whole new world. And everybody loved it. So we've just been doing it ever since. And then at the Jack John Star, which is another pub we had, we used to do chicken and waffles, which is a very Southern American thing, and I loved it. Like Gladys Knight has a chicken and waffle house in America. So I started doing chicken, orange and ginger baked chicken and waffles. And then today we've done fried chicken with orange and ginger syrup and plantain waffles.
These waffles made...
So it's like a pancake batter, which is essentially a waffle batter, a little stiffer than a pancake batter. So it's like flour, baking powder, corn flour, eggs, A little pinch of salt and sugar in there, and then we mash the plant in and just put it all in the food processor and blitz it all up together, right. And then just ladle it into the waffle machine.
And you have made extra.
There's always extra. How are you talking to?
What kind of question is that?
It's just worth checking. I don't ever want to take it for granted.
I just find it confusing when people ask me sugar.
I've made it already, this drink. I made it for Candice Carty-Williams. But I don't think it got the time it deserved. And I'm going to be making quite a lot of them because what I'm trying to show to people is that the mixture of oat milk and turmeric as a base becomes a portal for so much joy and healing and comfort. Today I've done a bit of cinnamon, nutmeg. Well, we actually did mace, which I've just found out is the skin of nutmeg. I didn't know that. And it's spicy. We're going to put a little bit of green cardamom in, just like two, just to give it a little bit. It needs spice. I mean, it doesn't need spice. I like it to have a bit of spice. So we're also going to put a little bit of ground allspice. But the beginning is always oat milk and turmeric, and then you can just party. And then we use honey, of course, but we use Mum's lovely posh ones and thought it would make some with a bit of vanilla in it. And that's it. That's it. And it's golden milk, but I'll come up with a Makita steeper name for it.
Starting with you, Andy, from 10 to 60, run me through your hairstyles, starting at 10 and ending up now.
Great question.
Little sort of short afro, yeah. Plaits with beads, like loads of different cane row hairstyles. One very, very brief moment of trying to relax it and it melted completely. So I never did that again. And then locks. And then really mash up, and then bald, and then locks again, and then longer locks, and then more plaits, and then bald.
Yes, yes, always went.
And then I'm done with this
I
shit.
I think you forgot about the one mislaid step of weave. For
oh my God, I had a weave for about 20. In fact, that was what made that was what made me shave my head.
Yeah.
I put a weave in my head. I had a weird bob for how long?
I think a week.
About maybe 2 weeks tops. And I was just like, no, you look really weird.
It was weird.
I lifted it up and cut it out of my head and then just shaved it.
Yeah.
And every time I've shaved my head, it's been a moment like that. Like, I'm done with this shit. Like, absolutely. The first time I ever shaved it, I was with Nana. We were backstage. We were about to go on stage, maybe a couple of hours before. And I was going moaning about my hair was breaking. And she said, either shut up or shave it. And I went, shave it. And she went, really? I went, yep. We went to Boots. We bought a Bix razor and soaked up my head and just shaved it off. And then I put a head tie on and went on stage and we didn't tell anyone. And then I was dancing around and my head tie flew off and all the guys went, what? But it just has always felt very liberating. It's a transitional thing. It just means that you're not... that's when I felt stuck. Do you know what I mean? And if somebody like Charlotte had been around when I was... a kid,
yeah.
I'd probably still have a whole head of hair right now.
You know what we just did, Mum? Your hair journey.
Oh, my
God. Always, in our family, always like, how's your hair journey? And my mum's like, fuck off.
What's your hair journey, Kate?
Oh, baby with the most beautiful, beautiful mum. How gorgeous was my hair as a baby? Just like soft
it
little waves and curls.
I mean,
and then grew into very long, fine. My hair was very fine, but curly and very long.
Quite a lot of it.
Like, yeah, loads of it. To my bum, till I was like 9. And then at 9, I started plaiting it into single plaits, which looked exactly like my hair looks now, which is why I do the same thing now. Then weave.
And then,
wait. And that
no, you
was...
had locks.
Oh, God, yeah, sorry. I had dreads, squat party days.
And then that weird guy cut them all off.
And stuck a weave on me, which was at 14. And then the next year I got pop wild and I had a weave till I was 30. Jesus Christ, 16! Yes! Oh, my God, it was so hard. And actually, then after that, what happened is I started plaiting my weave and then I did more plaits, and I was like, why am I doing this? Why don't I just plait my own hair? And then I took my weave out and my hair was 5 foot longer than the weave, so I was like, right, okay, this isn't about the hair. And it is, you become attached to this thing because the first time I got one, that was to impress a boy, but when I got to TV, into the TV world at 15, they were like, this works for TV. having this. This is what we need
this
to
is
have
the look
for TV.
We want you to have,
So I became attached to it in a weird way that it was like my career was
because
within
also,
this room.
It was like to not have that.
Yeah, like they'd be like
not groomed.
They'd be like, "What are you going to do? How are you going to fix this mess?" Yeah. Not who should we get to help you with your natural curls?
Yeah, how can we help you become like groomed and feel good and confident? No, it was because like, how are you going to fix that?
Yeah, how are you going to fix this? So it's quite an interesting way to start. But now I love my hair, and it's interesting that the hair I love now is just me back to being 9 years old. But also, when Mum shaved her head, she got Great British Menu a few weeks later. Yeah, and when I got my plaits, my career came back. And that's not about hair; that's about how you feel about yourself.
Yes. Also, the message that you get from the world that beauty doesn't belong to you,
yes,
starts really from the beginning. You know, everything tells you that beauty is through a European white lens, basically, and that's where beauty lies. So most women of colour, whether they're black, Asian, brown, you know, whatever they are, as far as in my experience, have been twisting and turning and bending and tweaking and pulling themselves, trying to desperately become this thing that we would never be.
It's clearly something important and topical because it's twice in this series that this conversation has come up. And by accident, I mean, we didn't know who Len was bringing.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's about, you know, there's a lot of talk about mental health and happiness and power, empowerment and all of that stuff. And it starts with feeling like you have the right to feel good about yourself. You know, I'm not talking about being pretty. I'm not talking about a kind of superficial narrative. I'm talking about beauty, which lies, it's a many-layered, very complex thing.
Yeah.
Beauty is not about prettiness or not prettiness. It's about how you feel within the world and whether you have the right to look how you look, and whether even something as basic as what grows out of your head is okay.
I think that's why I was always obsessed with America when I was a kid, because there was a lot more liberation in the way black girls and mixed race girls looked. And it's so funny because I grew up in Ladbroke Grove in like, you know, mid 80s, late 80s. So it's like, and there was a lot of other mixed race girls around me. I was very, very lucky, but still, that conversation was a massive thread through our lives. Like, do you like your hair? What kind of hair do you have? How do you do your hair?
Good hair.
Good hair.
No hair.
Because, like, my hair's a lot looser and finer than my cousin Phoebe's, which was a lot more afro. And you know, Charlotte's one of the people that helped promote, you know, the kind of the new scale of curl and texture.
That all textures is a good texture.
Is a good texture. You just are a 4C or a 2B. And that's what I mean. Just that reframing of find your texture rather than how do you want to fix your dry, coarse, terrible curl?
Yeah. How can you make yourself look better?
Yeah, how can we fix this? Charlotte just said, who are you? Something as small as check the chart and find out where you are in that and who you are. That is powerful stuff. That is powerful. If that was around when I was 10, I would have had a completely different relationship with my hair.
I always am like drawn to her, not just on Instagram and stuff, but when I see her out in the world doing her work and see her brand and feel her energy, there's something very recognisable about it to me.
I know.
And when she started talking to me about Carnival and the old sound, going to the same sound systems that I used to go to and being in those, literally in Paris Square where we used to be.
Well, this is the thing. She was just across our square.
I was like, oh my
God. We've probably just been close to each other for years without actually knowing each other.
Energetically. Yes. So today and like having her here just felt so easy and right and fascinating and familiar and new and sort of inspiring all at the same time.
Yeah, it felt good. You know, I feel like it was good for her to be able to share with us today all that we are all doing and kind of explain to each other why and where it comes from. And I felt like she was happy to really share parts of who she was.
Oh my God, today's been so amazing. It was just so refreshing to see Andy and Makita at the door welcoming me. I thought that was so special. And what a beautiful home, so warm. You know, kind of really reminds me of living in Ghana in the compound house and that sharing and the community and the connection. And honestly, the food, wow. It was 10 out of 10. Everything was so delicious. I'm actually taking a lot of it home with me to share it with my daughter and my husband, because honestly, I want them to taste this chicken. It's so good. And yeah, I had such a lovely time, such nourishing conversation. I just felt so at ease talking with Andy and Makita, and I felt like something that was just natural. It was like it's like a sister from another mother. It was just, we were just in the flow. We both just felt so warm and like just happy to meet each other and really enjoy each other's stories. So I have the charity Love Na Denswa, which I set up. I set it up about 6 years ago, but I actually started really working hard on it properly during a pandemic. And the whole idea of the charity is to help young people, especially in underdeveloping countries, to learn a skill so they can help themselves and their families. Because I felt like in places like Ghana, you know, it's really difficult for young people to learn a skill because they have to pay, and a lot of the parents haven't got the money to put them through, you know, the apprenticeship. So a lot of them end up under 18 with two kids, single parents, struggling. You know, life's tough. So me teaching them skills and helping them to set up their own enterprises, like a small shop or even like doing it from home or whatever, it's really kind of empowered them to believe that they can be somebody. And also they're earning enough money to be able to help themselves and their families, which I think is a great thing.
If and when you have Andy and Makita around, what are you cooking for them?
Ah, I think I'll try and emulate how they made okra because I really loved it, but definitely jollof rice. My jollof rice, it's like out of this world. It's amazing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.